Welcome everybody to share number 11. Today we are going to work on Kuf Beis Sif Dalad. Okay, we're in the Inyanim of Davar Shiyei Shlom Atirim, Dashlam. Now this is a very, I would say simple share. It's a very quick share. But still you have to know the Tanayim. You have to know the Klalim and read through the Shachan Tat. It should not be that difficult. Let's go through the Mechaber Ramah and then we'll go through the Klalim that I bring in this particular share. Mechaber. Yesh Mishi Omer. The Lo Shayach Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Hecha Shamachyom Mitkalkel. It's not Shayach the din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin if this food will spoil. Simply speaking, if the food's going to spoil, so then what heter? Why eat it beheteira? I mean, why eat it beisura if you can eat it beheteira? There's no heter. By the time it gets to beheteira, it's going to spoil. Ha, the dover, Ramah. Ha, the dover, sheesh lo matirin, eino batal hainu davka ima yisur be'ein. That's only if the Yisr is Be'ein, that you can see it. It has substance. O Shiyesh Adayin Mamashos HaYisr B'Tarubos. Or that the Yisr has some kind of substance in the Tarubos. Avol Taimo Batal. But if it falls in and you take it out, and only thing that's left is the taste, that's Batal. We're going to see there's an argument about that. V'chein Im ein ha'isr machmas atzmo batal. If the isr is not machmas atzmo, for example, it's an isr balua. Let's say that meat absorbed chazir. So the chazir is called an isr balua. So it's not the meat is not usr in and of itself. It's called an isr balua, and that isr balua is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'lechein. And the same is the din of a piece of meat that has blood in it. It was not salted within 3 days. Even though there are people that do say call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you could do tzli to it at almost no cost at all, just find the wood. Afilu hachi batela, even still it's batel. Dein esur machmas dam. The esur isn't ella machmas dam. The only reason it's an esur is because of the blood. Ha balua ba. There's a balua in it. So since the piece of meat is not asur machmas atzmo, it's asur because it has blood in it. So therefore, it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Continuing along in the Ramah. Kol Yisr Shelo Haya Nikar Kodem Shinisarev. Every Yisr that was not Nikar, it didn't have an identity before it was mixed up. Havi Batal, that's Batal. Afal Pishu Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Even though it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So that would be, let's say you have grapes in water. And the minute that the grapes come out, the juice goes directly into the water. So that juice is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it never had any nikar to itself. Mi shenadar nidavar echad v'nisarev achar kach. Something that a person made a netter to stay away from, and it got mixed up afterwards. L'diday mikre davar sheyesh lo matirin. To him, it's called the davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's not batal afilu be'alef. Keep in mind, it's not batal afilu be'alef min b'mino. But if it would be min be'eino mino, it'd be batal min shishin. Daha afshar lishol al nidro, because you can always ask on the netter. Davar sheyesh lo heter. V'chozer v'nasar, something that is mutter becomes mutter. It has a heter. and then later on it becomes usher again. Kagon chametz bePesach, like chametz on Pesach. That right now it's usher on Pesach. After Pesach it's mutter, but next Pesach it's going to be usher. Lo mikre davar sheyesh matirin. So chametz on Pesach, according to this, is not called a davar sheyesh matirin because the heter doesn't stay forever. It's a type of heter that becomes usher later on. V'yesh cholkin b'zeh, and there are people that argue about this. V'lo mikre davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. Let's look at Yud Gimel quickly in the Taz. V'yesh cholkin, hu harambam, the sfirle, the chametz b'pesach, have a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Chametz b'pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because after Pesach, you can eat it, even though later on it's going to be usher next Pesach. Still, after Pesach, it'll be completely mutter. Because of a Rashal, Perakol Abasar Simon Pezayin, the Kol the Chay Nira Iker. Look at that, Torah's Chatas. And not like the Torah's Chatas. This is the Torah's Chatas, the Ramah. Shepasach Kea Mordechai, Shehu Das Kamaisa. That it's the Deya Kamaisa, it's the first opinion. According to the Ramah, Chametz on Pesach is not called the Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Why? Because next Pesach will be Usher. So why are we Machmer on Chametz B'Pesach? So the reason that we learned in Basar V'Chalav would be because, first of all, it's an Isser Chorus, Chametz, and secondly, that bread or Chametz, people are regular to eat. So they made a special gezerah on it, the Rabbanan, that it will not be us, it will not be butl even in a mashivu. To keep people far, far away from it. V'lo mikre, back in the Ramah, v'lo mikre davar sheyesh lo matirin, elim kein huter l'mishan asar. It's not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin, except if, only if it's mutter to who it was usher for. But if it's usher for a certain person forever, even though it's mutter for other people, could go on a mevashel b'Shabbos, like cooking on Shabbos. What we know that what's the din of cooking on Shabbos? That it's usher for the person who cooked it, and who he cooked it for, and everybody else, it'll be mutter for them after Shabbos. So you see there's a place where it's usher for him forever. So since it's usher for him forever and it will never become mutter, so look, doesn't have a din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It will never be mutter for him. Where's the heter? Kagon, I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, lo mikre davar sheyesh lo matirin. Somebody who cooks on Shabbos, the food gets mixed up in other food. Not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. We'll learn about that in a minute. Let's now go to the shir. So this shir is very to the point, I would say. And really, when you look in the Ramah, he's bringing seven more factors. Okay, we'll go through them one by one. Asui lekalkel. Okay, what did we say? Let's look at what we said. V'lo shayach davar sheyesh lo matirin hecha she'amachal mitkalkel, where the machal will mitkalkel. Rabbi Akiva Eger brings the name of the Rishal that even if the food will spoil, this is still called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Badei HaShulchan says that if it will become totally inedible, everyone agrees that it is mutter. So Rabbi Akiva Eger paskins that even though it will spoil, it's still called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Back into the Ramah. Ha! Davar sheyesh lo matirin eno batal hainu davke im ha'isr be'en. O sheyesh adayin mamash ose isr betarubas. Avolim ta'avol tamo. Batal. Tam is batal. That's number two in our shir. Tam is batal. Tam is an Isser Belua. The Taz agrees to the Ramah that taste alone, just taste, is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. However, if the food was added in for a tikkun, then it has the din of mamashal, substance. We talked about this earlier, where food is added in order that it makes a, let's say you have the salt and the bread and the water, the flour and the water, all those become a new min. It's called bread. It's one thing in and of itself. According to this, we have an additional reason why in Sif Gimel, it says here in Sif 2 in Maishir, but in Sif Gimel, why the spoon is butl if it gets mixed up with other spoons. In other words, not only that it takes a hotza'ah, as the Ramah says, but because it's an Isser Balua. That would be a reason why the spoon is butl and it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin when the spoon gets mixed up with other spoons. Okay, keep in mind that the Taz and the Shach both say you should kasher the spoon. The Shach, however, holds that even if the Isser is completely removed, taste alone is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Which means that even if you get all the Isser out, the fact that there's taste left behind, that taste is called davar sheyesh lo matirin, and the food will still be Isser. Number three, has to be an Isser Machmas Atzmo. Let's look in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chein, im ein Isser Machmas Atzmo bato. L'chein chaticha shalonim lachtof gimol yamim afa pi sheyesh omrim demikre davar sheyesh matirin hoyal mutaris litzli afilu hachi batel adein Yisrael amachmas dama b'lua ba. So what we're saying here is that what users a piece of meat? The blood that's in it. So since the piece of meat is not an Isser Machmas Atzmo, it's only usher because of the blood that's in it. So therefore, the whole item, the whole piece of meat, is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even though there's heter by tzli, or let's say you mix that up, and you could maybe solve all the pieces, still it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, according to the Ramah. In our share, unsalted meat is not an Isser Machmas Atzmo because blood is separate from the meat itself. The blood is called an Isser Belua. Okay, we know that any time you have a heter and an Isser, when the Isser goes into the heter, that Isser is called an Isser Belua. The Shach, number 11, says that the meat is not a dashlam, even though the blood can be removed by doing sleep. The reason is because the heter has to be for what it was ushered to do. In other words, let's say I wanted to use that piece of meat for my cholent. I don't first roast meat and then put it in my cholent. I usually salt the meat. So there's no heter for me to use that piece of meat for my cholent the way I originally wanted to. It would be ruined and I could not put it in my cholent. So there's no heter for what it was for the Isser. Okay, furthermore in our shir, there is never a heter to cook unsalted meat. And there was never an Isser to roast meat, since roasting can be done on 3-day-old meat. So I'm not matering this piece of meat by doing roasting too. It's like another additional for. I'm not matering this piece of meat. I'm not bringing a heter into the world because it was never Isser for me to roast. So by me roasting it, it was never Isser. So where's the heter for something that it was usher? So it's not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Both the Taz and Shach argue on the Ramah and hold that even if the Isser is not usher machmas atzmo, is not batal. The Taz brings a proof from Bikurim. The case is that we have some fruit seeds that are whole, they're regular fruit seeds, and we have other fruit seeds, or fruit seeds that are mixed up with the chol. So now they get mixed up, and normally, if they're planted, we can say that when they get planted, they're destroyed, they're nothing. When they grow, the fruit's not, all the whole tree, the bikurim, the whole fruit that comes from it, doesn't have the din of the original seed. However, we're going to learn that if those seeds were planted in Yerushalayim, so the Rabbanim were more machmir. Even though the fruit is far removed from the seed, in the sense that, in the same sense that the fruit's not an Isser Machmas Atzmo, came from the seed. It's not, it's even further away from an Isser Belua. So, since the fruit, you planted the seed in Yerushalayim, since the fruit can be eaten easily in Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim made a gezeirah on it and said that this fruit has a din of Bikurim. Let's look in our share. We find by Bikurim that if Bikurim got mixed up with other fruit and the seeds were planted, if they were planted outside of Yerushalayim, then whatever grows is mutter. Okay, I explained, since they were batel, they're mutter, it's a schlep to bring them up and to treat the whole tree and the fruit and everything. It's a very difficult to treat it as Bikurim. So the Rabbanim, when that goes there outside of Yerushalayim. And if they were planted in Yerushalayim, whatever grows from those seeds, from that fruit of Bikurim that was mixed up with other fruit, whatever grows has the din of Bikurim. We see that the reason that produce of a tree is Aser is because of Dashlam, since it can be eaten, I'm adding easily eaten, in Yerushalayim. So since you planted the tree in Yerushalayim, the seed, and it became the tree, and it can be eaten in Yerushalayim, so do the tikkun, eat it in Yerushalayim. Even though really meeker than it was batel. The Taz says that if produce can be called a davar she'yesh lo matirin, even though it is removed, and I'm saying far removed, from the original seed, then certainly blood, which is aser min adin, the blood, the minute it starts to move out of that meat, or intrinsically it has a way of becoming iser, more so than the fruit. Fruit from the original seed should really be mutter because it's all batel. Min adin. The blood is only aser min adin while it's in the meat. The minute it goes out of the meat, depending on how it went out, that blood is going to be aser. So therefore, the blood, which is closer to an iser, should certainly be called a davar she'yesh lo matirin, even though right now it is not an iser machmas atzmo because it's belua. Later on, it won't be belua and it will become aser. So that's a bigger iser than the fruit. The fruit, bechlal, even at all points, that fruit was really batel. That seed was really batel, and you see it's batel when it's planted outside of Yerushalayim. So if the seed can give rise to fruit so far away from the original seed, so blood, which is closer to an iser, should certainly be called a davar she'yesh lo matirin. Number 4 in our shiurim. Nikar kodam bitul. It has to exist before it is batel. Let's look in the ma. Kol iser shelo haya nikar kodam shenis arev havi batel. Afal pi shehu davar she'yesh lo matirin. So we said grapes, the juice goes into the water. Because it was never standing alone. It never was in a state where it had an identity. So since it never had an identity, so it never got the din of a davar she'yesh lo matirin, because there's no davar there. So they actually said there's no davar. The example given by the Shach, number 12, Yud Beis, is a case of grape juice in a vat of wine. The simple halacha is that if juice comes out of grapes on Shabbos, it's usher because of the din of nolad. Okay, that's if it just comes out into a cup. However, if there was already wine in the vat before Shabbos, and the juice from the grapes goes directly into the wine, it is batal. And therefore, the grape juice is mutter. The reason is that, even though the wine will be mutter without a bittel, after Shabbos, since the grape juice was not discernible by itself, the new grapes, the grape juice from the new from the grapes, before it became mixed up with the wine, it is batal. So, like I said, there was never a davar there. Number five, neder. Let's look in the Ramah. Misha neder midavar midavar echad v'nisarev achar kach v'didei mikrei davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, according to him, it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. He made a neder, and he can go have it annulled, so it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Pischei Tshuva, the end of the Pischei Tshuva, explains that under normal circumstances, it is a mitzvah to annul a neder in order to avoid accidentally transgressing it. Therefore, it is a dashlam. However, not every neder is a dashlam. For example, if one made a neder to do a mitzvah, it's not a dashlam, because one should not annul a neder to do a mitzvah. So why is neder a dashlam? Because it's a mitzvah to go and avatel it. Chozer v'nir. Okay, what was the example in the Ramah of Chozer v'nir? One second. Chozer v'nir. Davar sheyesh lo heter v'chozer v'nir asar kagon chametz v'pesach. Like chametz on Pesach. Okay, that's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because next Pesach it will be asar. The Orach HaShulchan says that whether or not chametz on Pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirin is a machlokus between Rashi and the Ran. Okay, I suggest that if you have time, you should go look at this Orach HaShulchan in Chof Vav. Orach HaShulchan in Chof Vav. We can base this machlokus on the explanations given in our previous shir. That means last shir. According to the Ran, chametz and matzah are not shaveh. Even though after Pesach they have dinim, the same dinim, but the following Pesach they do not, right? Because next Pesach the chametz is going to be usher. So chametz and matzah, they get mixed up on Pesach or before Pesach. Chametz and matzah, they don't have the same din, because every Pesach the chametz is going to be usher. So therefore, according to the Ran, chametz is not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. However, according to Rashi, chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since it can be eaten beheter after Pesach. Simple. Why eat it b'isur? Why eat it al yidei bittul now? What's the case? One matzah that's chametz gets mixed up in two kosher Pesach matzahs before Shei Shavuos, and now comes time to Shabbos, and you don't know which one is the matzah. Is the chametz tikka matzah, so you can use all three matzahs. Not saying one person can eat all three, but you can use all three matzahs, and then chametz tikka matzahs. But though it might not, all those matzahs don't have din of shmura matzah anymore, but you can eat that chametz tikka matzah because it was batel before Pesach. However, the Orach HaShulchan suggests that even according to Rashi, chametz is not a dashlam, because the Rabbanan will not go there unless it remains mutter forever. So even according to Rashi, it's not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, and the Derech Agav, the reason why on Pesach chametz is not batel is because it's an Isser Chorus, and we say people love bread, alelechem yechia, so it's not batel on Pesach. It gets mixed up. L'mais, the Rama holds that chametz is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Look at where we quoted the Torah's Chatos earlier in this year. However, the Shach and the Taz bring that the Marshal holds like those who argue, and therefore Chametz would be called a Dashlam.
The Nafka Mina would be, let's say, from Sheshaos and Lamala. If you say Chametz is a Dashlam, so Sheshaos and Lamala, then if one matzah gets mixed up, one Chametz Dika matzah gets mixed up with another two matzahs, so it's not bottle. It's a davar sheyesh lo matiri. It won't be bottle. But if you say the whole reason why chametz is aser b'mashu on Pesach because it's an iser chorus and lo b'dilei inche mine, people like to eat bread al lechem yichya. So therefore, bein sheshos lo mala, that matzah would be bottle because there's no iser chorus on it. That would be a nafkami to the machlokas. Lamaisa chametz on Pesach is aser mashehu, simply because, like what the Rama says, lo b'dilei inche mine, it's an iser chorus, you're going to eat it, so we aser it b'mashehu. And that would apply to min be'eino mino even. And now our last point in the Rama says, avo im nishar le'echad le'olam. If it's going to be usher for a person forever, usher, afogav shemutter la'acherim, even though that for other people it's mutter, kagon, ha'mevashel b'Shabbos, like somebody who's mevashel b'mezid on Shabbos, it's usher for him forever, and for others it's mutter after Shabbos. Lo mikre davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's not mutter for everybody. So it's not called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Let's look at the shir. The din is if there is someone cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, the food is usher for him to eat forever, and the food is usher for others until motzi Shabbos. There are two ways to understand this Ramah. Machlokas Magin Avraham and Chavos Das. The Magin Avraham holds that the Ramah is talking about a case where it got mixed up on Moti Shabbos. In that case, the food is mutter even for the guy who cooked it. Why? Because since it's never going to be, there's never a heter for it, it's an Isser Le'olam, so once it's an Isser Le'olam, it will be batal. But if it got mixed up on Shabbos, so then it's usher even for the one that cooked it, because in general it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Number two, the Chavos Das holds that the Rama is talking about a case where it got mixed up on Shabbos. So if it got mixed up on Shabbos, the one who cooked it, for the one who cooked it, it's mutter. And for others, it remains usher until Motzi Shabbos. Because for him, since it's an Isser Le'olam, for him, it's batal. For others that can eat it, Behetera, so let them wait. Let them wait till Motzi Shabbos. So it's a Machlokas Magin Avraham and Chavos Das. What would the din be if it gets mixed up on Shabbos? According to the Magin Avraham, if it gets mixed up on Shabbos, it's still usher for the guy who cooked it. Or no, not that it's still usher. It's usher for the guy who cooked it. Moti Shabbos, it would be mutter for the guy who cooked it, because then it's batal. But on Shabbos, since it's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because other people look at it like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so it's even for him, he's nigrar, he's pulled after the tzibur. So for other people, it's called davar sheyesh lo matirin, so even for him, it'll be a din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's not batal on Shabbos. But the Chavos Das, he says, look at each person on its own. And on Shabbos, since it's never going to be mutter for this particular guy, and even on Motzi Shabbos, it's not mutter, it doesn't have any heter, so it's always called a davar she ein lo matirin, and it'll be batal. Okay, let's look at the questions real quick. Is food that's spoiled, food that will spoil, is that called a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So we said it's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger, against the Mechaber. Mechaber says it's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Rabbi Kiva says it is, and the Badi Ashulchan makes a compromise. Number two, what is the difference between Nisr Machmas Atzmo and Nisr Balua? So that's fairly simple. That keeps coming up all the time. And Nisr Machmas Atzmo is where the thing itself is a Guf HaYisr, and Nisr Balua is that the Chaticha is uttered from an outside source. That outside source gets pushed into the Chaticha, and it's called an Nisr Balua. Okay, now the difference would be is that an Nisr Balua is not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but the Taz says that an Nisr Balua can be called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and the Shach says that even taste is called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So you see that they argue on the Ramah. Okay, under what conditions is salt a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So that's number two in our factors. That's if the salt was added for a tikkun. Like you need salt, water, and kemah to make the bread. So in that case, the salt is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because it's called the min b'mino. Okay, and or you could say that there's a certain case. There's certain cases where taste alone is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So either way. But of course, that would be taste alone when you have min b'mino. But if you have min b'eino mino, after 60, taste is batel. You can't taste it, so it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Only if you need the salt for the bread. Number five, if food is actually cooked on Shabbos, is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So he says about Machlokas Magen Avraham and Chavos Das, according to Magen Avraham, on Shabbos, it's called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And according to Chavos Das, for the guy who cooked it, it's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin on Shabbos. Machlokas, what's the din on Shabbos? Number six, does Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin need to be nikar before it fell into the tarubis? We said yes. And my svara was is that if it's not a davar, if it was never nikar. Okay, and number seven is Chametz on Pesach Adashlam, Ran and Rashi. According to the Ran, since Chametz and Matzah do not have the same din, because Chametz will be usher next year on Pesach, so they don't have the same dinim, so it's not called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. They don't have exactly the same din after Pesach. According to Rashi, Chametz is called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because there are times when you can eat it behetera without needing the bittul. Okay? And we've talked about the nafka mina, for example, would be sheshaus lamala between the Rashi and the Ran. Okay, thank you very much for participating in the shir. Remember, even though it was a quick shir, you should be able to find all these dinim, read it through inside. Don't rely only on the oral share, the audio share, and the written share. I expect everybody, and I'm sure you will, to do the work inside. That's the growth. Well, thank you very much. That was share number 11.